5 p.m. News. I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Tuesday, April 21st at 8:56, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Kimberly. You're seeing a lot of green on the screen on the open in the grain markets. We did see a flash sale this morning of some U.S. corn. We sold 100,000 metric tons of corn to Colombia, 195,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. So corn demand continues on a strong pace. We did see the planting progress numbers yesterday afternoon as well. Corn and beans both higher than expected. I think they were right around 12% complete. That was a little bit higher than expected. But market seems to be shrugging that off a little bit right now. May corn up 2 cents a bushel to 4.54, even a half cent off the session highs so far. July corn up 2¾ at 4.63. September up 2¾ at 4.66½. With December up 2¾, 4.82¼. The March 27 up 2¼ at 4.95¾. Beans, double-digit gains, even though planting progress was a little bit ahead of the five-year average and expected. We are seeing a rally in soy oil, just flirting around with contract highs in soy oil, up 133 right now in the May soy oil at 70.96, and that's got some buying in the bean market. May beans up an even 10 cents, 11.75¾, just one tick off the day's highs. July up a dime, 11.91¾. August beans up 10½ at 11.86¼. September up a dime at 11.62¾. November beans up 9¾, 11.67½. And the January 27 contract, 9 cents higher at 11.80 even. I mentioned the triple digit gains in the soy oil, soy meal, just barely higher, up 90 cents a ton at 3.26 even. Seen a little bit of a sell off here recently in the soy meal at the expense of strong rallies in soy oil here recently. So that spread continues to be a major mover. The wheat side of the equation, a little bit lower, but off the lows. May Chicago wheat down 1¼ at 5.95¾. That's about 3 cents off of the lows. July down 1¼ at 6.04¾. The crop conditions yesterday afternoon showed continuing big losses on the Western Plains, particularly drops in the Kansas wheat crop. That was expected, but not much rain in the forecast. We do see the Kansas City market down just a little bit. May down 1½. 6.33½, to July down 1¾ at 6.45¾. Those prices kind of flirting around the most recent highs here, and expecting continuing drops in those crop conditions out west without meaningful rain, and it's getting past the point or close to the point of no return for that crop. Spring Minneapolis wheat unchanged, 7.01 even on that December contract. Over on the livestock side, we saw a little bit of a lower session yesterday in the cattle complex, trading back a little bit higher today, just one tick higher in the April live cattle, 249.62. The Junes are down 12 cents at 245.92. August up 25 cents at 241.90, with October's up 60 at 237.57. The December's up 60 at 237.22. Feeders had triple-digit losses yesterday, gaining some of that back. May feeders up 175 at 362.85. The August up 172 at 363.07. October feeders up 177 at 358.57. And finally, seeing some gains in the hogs. They've had a brutal beat down here over the last couple of months. The June live lean hogs up 162 at 103.35. July is up 140 at 105.40. And all eyes on those energy markets. Crude oil currently down 86 cents a barrel, 88.75. Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a great rest of your day. If tuning in to the opening market report to hear ag reporting, getting information in the middle of the day from our very own Todd Gleason, or any information is important to you that you get from listening to Illinois Public Media, give us a call at 217-244-9455 or visit willgive.org to make a gift today. It is Pledge Week here at Illinois Public Media. Thank you to everyone who has been able to give so far this morning. Renee from Mahomet, Trent from Urbana, Richard from Champaign, and Robert from Savoy. We truly appreciate all that you've been able to do, and we would not be able to provide all of the programming that we give to all of our wonderful listeners without supporters like you. 217-244-9455 or visit willgive.org. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.